You are what you think about. You are what you think about. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. You are what you think about. Yes. What is it you think about all day long? What is it you think about in your dreams, in your discussions with other people? What is it you think about when you go to the library and look up a book that you want to read? Do you look up a book of fantasy? Do you look up a book of imagination? Do you look up a book of science or music? Do you look up a book that might be helpful to you in, achieving some goal you have for yourself in life? What sort of book do you look up? What sort of people do you associate with? Do you associate with people who are charming and imaginative, people who illumine your mind, people who cause you to think great and beautiful thoughts? Or do you associate with people who are limiting, who are according to your economic strata, according to your social strata, according to your educational strata? What sort of people do you associate with? Do you associate with people that you would like to associate with to sort of get yourself a better grip on life, a better lift on life? Or do you associate with people who are at your level of competence? Unless we move forward, unless we lift up our vision, unless we get a higher point of view for ourselves, we're going to always remain where we are or go back downhill. It's just the way the principle works. A man is known by the people he associates with. You are what you think about. Now, what do you think about? Do you think about happy thoughts, just as a general rule? Do you think about happy thoughts all day long? Do you think about happy thoughts of yourself? Do you think about happy thoughts for your family? Do you think about happy thoughts for your mother, your father, your sisters, your brothers, your family, whoever they may be? Do you think happy thoughts for them? Or do you think thoughts of whatever the appearance or illusion may be? Whatever we concentrate on, that's the sort of thing that we experience in our life. You are what you think about. Now, what is it that you think about? What is it that goes on in your mind? What is it that goes on in your intelligence? What is it that goes on as you think your thought? What is it? Are you sure you really know what it is? What is it? Are you aware of what it is? What is it? You are what you think about. I cannot emphasize that too much. You are what you think about. I am. And that's the biggest point in the issue here. I am what I think about. Now, what is it that I think about? I think about my wonderful complexion. I think about every organ, action, function of my body as being perfect. I think about my wonderful feet, strong and powerful. I think about my beautiful heart, always pumping and doing its perfect job, ideally working at all times. I think about my perfect lungs. It's not that I have to think about these things. It's that when I do think about them, I think about them as being perfect. When I do think about the meal I'm going to have tonight, it's going to be a perfect meal. It's going to be outstanding. Wherever it is, at home or away, whatever I think about, that's what I experience. I am whatever I think about. I think about the wonderful people in the world. And sure enough, in my world, in my experiences, all the people are exceedingly wonderful. I think about peace on earth. And in my awareness of the world, my awareness of what's going on, it is peace. Now, as I become aware of a conflict, I say, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. And I think these thoughts, and I think peaceful thoughts, I think, how wonderful. I look for peaceful actions in other people as well as in myself. And as I look for these things, what I think about, I am. I think about peace on earth, and I am peace on earth. You are what you think about. You are what you think about. Now, how does that help the rest of the world to be at peace when I'm at peace? Well, when I am at peace, then I am putting vibrations into motion that are so powerful, so magnificent, that they completely change everything that goes on in the world. Indeed, I am what I think about. I am the wonder of what I think about. I am the magic of what I think about. Every day I take my thoughts and I put them to work in a powerful, beautiful way. And as I put them to work in a powerful, beautiful way, they are done for me exactly as I put them into motion for me. It's just as simple and just as wonderful as that. You are what you think about. I am what I think about. I am what I think about. My world is what I think about. My life is what I think about. My allness is what I think about. That's all that matters, isn't it? Yes, it is indeed. That's all that matters. I am what I think about. So as I choose to think happy thoughts, wonderful thoughts, beautiful thoughts, uplifting thoughts, then that is exactly what I am. And I am that right now. I am that in all my circumstances. And that is all that I know. It's a wonderful life. It's my choice. It's my choice. And I make that choice fully and well on my own, knowing it is true now. I love you. I love you. I love you.